Hi, everyone. Okay, two quick ideas on this week's Parsha, Parshas Beshalach, both that have to do with Atmos Yosef. Okay, there's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, Chacham Levi Kach Mitzvos, and the Medrash discusses, you know, a wise person is the one who takes mitzvos. Who is that talking about? The Medrash says it's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, in the beginning of this week's Parsha, when he takes the bones of Yosef instead of, you know, going after the Rechush. The rest of Klal Yisrael were gathering the gold, the silver from the Mitzrayim as they were leaving Mitzrayim. And what was Moshe Rabbeinu doing? He was gathering the bones of Yosef to fulfill the promise to Yosef that they would take his bones out and bring it to Eretz Yisrael. Now, there's an obvious question here. Chacham Levi Kach Mitzvos. Weren't Bnei Yisrael also doing mitzvah, a mitzvah here? They were fulfilling Hashem's ratzon. Hashem made a promise. Yitzei Brachosh Gadol. And they were told to go out with Rechosh Gadol. So what's unique to what Moshe Rabbeinu is doing? If anything, maybe he's missing out on this mitzvah. I remember hearing a beautiful idea from a teacher of mine, Rabbi Emanuel Bernstein in Eretz Yisrael, when I was in seminary. And he said the idea as follows, that Moshe Rabbeinu looked at things a little differently, right? While the rest of Klal Yisrael heard the command, Yitzei Brachosh Gadol, and they thought money. What else is Rechosh? Rechosh means money. Go out with great wealth. So they went to get the money from Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu heard Yitzei Brachosh Gadol, and he interpreted that a little differently. He said, Rechosh, what's great possessions? What's valuable? Mitzvos are valuable. What's a mitzvah that I could go out with? Oh, fulfilling a mitzvah to Yosef. Yosef had said, please take out my bones. So to Moshe Rabbeinu, the definition of Rechosh Gadol had nothing to do with money. It had to do with other mitzvos. He had such a love of mitzvos, he saw that as the greatest Rechosh. Okay, so in that way, he was also fulfilling the other mitzvah. And again, it's a reflection of his priorities. Okay, that's one idea. Another idea about Atmos Yosef, there's a well-known medrash that discusses the idea, Hayam Ra'a Vayanas, the water saw and it split, and has the same lashon as Vayanas Yosef Hachutza. Yosef ran outside when he was tested with Ashes Potiphar. Instead of giving in to Taiva, temptation, he ran away. And the Medrash discusses that the schus of Yosef running away from this Taiva, and this situation was the schus that allowed the Yam to split. When the Yam saw Atmos Yosef, when they saw the bones of Yosef, they just immediately split in half. And you see again that same lashon, Vayanas Vayanas. And the message is beautiful. The message is, when we break our nature, when we break our teva, Vayanas, when we run away from our nature, Hashem could create a nace for us and change nature as well. So again, Bnei Yisrael, or people in general, are a mini world. So when we break our nature, our teva, Hashem will break the teva that he implanted into the world, and he'll show himself more of like an obvious godliness. Just like when we break our innate nature, we're showing like a bechira and an inner godliness, and we're going to see that as well as schus. You know, if you're looking for, you know, maybe the best chugla is to work on your midos, and then you'll see Hashem more in the world. Okay, have a wonderful Shabbos, everyone.